The Ramen Noodle is produced and sponsored by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, where you can get a website design, web hosting, presentation design, new media production services. You have a message that deserves to look great, so make your next message look or sound great by hiring D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. And if you hire D. Joseph Design to do some service for you, which, by the way, it's me. You can have me design a service for you. I will give you 10% off your first order of whatever service, even if it's like a $1 million package. You'll save $100,000. I'll give you 10% off if you mention the podcast. So check it out, djosephdesign.com. The Ramen Noodle is also sponsored by...
Bad Sound Effects Are Us. You have a podcast that deserves to sound terrible. So ask us for our sound effects.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 22. Guys have split ends too. Welcome to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I am The Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel, and joining me from...
the alternate timeline...
is Jeremy! Oops, I let the monkeys out again. Those monkeys keep getting out of their caves. Or cages. I keep them in cages with caves built around them.
Right. And they sound so much like the audience from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, when you can't afford much of an audience, any audience you get is always beneficial.
Bad Sound Effects Are Us.
Yes. Well, there's that. What is that site? Instant something or other, soundboard. That's it. Yeah, instant soundboard. That's like Bad Sound Effects Are Us that has the all of the instant things. I always mean to have this open during a live podcast just in case I need some cheap sound effects.
Oh,
like that.
That was cheap. But this is... this got the best tweet ever.
What's that?
Well, it's not the best tweet
is that
ever.
Separated by
I try not to be so superlative.
Best period. Tweet period. Ever period.
Apparently, we woke Winnie up. As in, she forgot to turn her sound off. And we started talking. And she's here in the chat room now.
That is good. Good morning, Winnie.
Or good middle of the night.
Good middle of the night, Winnie. From
where
Germany.
She is.
Or Belgium.
No, yes.
I get that mixed up. Sorry. From the other side of the globe, we are in an international show. It's 2 a.m. over there. Hey, speaking of the chat room, we've got a live chat room every Monday night at 8 Eastern time over at theramennoodle.com/live. So no matter what you're doing, stop it and come to our show every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern over at theramennoodle.com/live. And whatever time zone you're in, you do the math. I'm not going to do it for you. I can't afford to do that for you. I don't have the time to do that for you.
Dude, get a world clock.
That costs money, too.
Or a Mac.
A Mac? I want
Gah! I swore I'd never say that.
A Mac.
But it's true. Yeah.
Okay. Well, guess what time it is?
Tool time.
It's time for this. Did you want to say something?
Office Princess in the chat room says, this is not what I thought Jeremy's voice would sound like. I never know what that means when people say that, but I do get
sounds
that.
Sounds or hoped it would sound like?
Probably just sounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. My apologies. I didn't choose him for his voice. I chose him for his...
there's no good place you can go with that sentence. Just...
Awkward! Anyway, this last week, well, tonight is Monday night. Yesterday in church, this event occurred. And I always have to wonder, why do people do this in public, in a church? So while the pastor is preaching, from some other area of the sanctuary comes this loud, or not a snore, but a, I'll try this sound effect again.
Oh, I know. Wait. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that was
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, from somewhere in the church, I hear this, and that's it. It's like, to me, a musician, it's like playing a scale and not playing the last note. And I'm just thinking,
what? So you want to hear the...
No.
Oh.
Okay, forget the music part. I'm just thinking, you got to do something with that, buddy.
You want to hear the spit?
Well, maybe I don't want to hear it.
Swallow.
But I'm expecting it. But if he's going to swallow it, then why do the in the first place?
You know, I'm sure I've heard you do that.
Do I?
I just dawned on me. I'm like, somebody I know, that's usually an old person thing, but somebody I know that's not old does that. It's you!
I spit it, though, most of the time.
That's lovely.
I don't do it,
in
though,
church?
In church.
Oh.
I mean, I don't make that sound effect at all in church. I don't even spit in church. It's like, where am I going to spit? In the offering place? That's not a spittoon. Well,
no need to explore it. It's good that you don't spit in church.
I want to give my spit as an offering to the
Lord.
Stop
now.
It heals cancer, and I want to offer this to the
Lord.
What
are you doing?
Being blasphemous.
Or something.
Or something.
Just plain offensive, maybe.
Also, I saw something recently that...
Does it have anything to do with spit?
No.
Good.
Nothing to do with spit.
Please continue.
It had to do with the puppy. A dog. A dog was lost. I see this poster that says, lost dog, and then it has the phone number on it. And just, that was the biggest text on this poster. Lost dog, and the phone number.
And you thought to yourself, why don't they just call the dog if that's its number?
Bingo!
Oh my goodness, I spent too much time around you, apparently.
That is exactly what I thought. Is why? Yeah, you said it. Okay.
Oh goodness,
Jeremy, do you have a random noodle update from this last week?
No, well, kind of tonight, except that it's not so bad anymore because I'm feeling better. But you wouldn't think forgetting my earbuds would be such a big thing, but because I forgot my earbuds, I am on camera. If you're on the website watching live. And so, because I forgot my earbuds, I had to use your headphones, and which meant I had to take off my hat, which meant I'm sitting here with hat hair, and the headphones are giving me a headache, and I'm kind of sleep-deprived, but caffeinated this time.
Yay!
So I thought all these things are kind of a strange combination, except the headache's not really happening now. I've gotten used to the earphones that are still making me feel like I'm in a cave a little bit. So the moral to this story is just keep your earbuds with you at all times.
Are you in the cave where I keep the cages of monkeys?
Nope.
Oh, okay. You're in a different cave.
I don't even believe that cave exists.
Oh, you're an acavist?
Sure.
An archivist? Why not? Archivist, yeah.
An archivist.
A-C-A-V-I-S-T.
I'm an romanoodle brainist. Anyway.
Wait, I've got a sound effect for that.
That was probably mean, and I'm sorry. Oh.
And that was Jeremy's head thunking against something. Notice the hollow sound.
I like it when we both just talk and talk at the same time, and neither one stops. It's amusing.
Where they stop, no one knows, but it is time to bring this section to a close. And now it's time for your weekly noodleism.
It is already?
Yes.
But it's 8:15.
That means, boys and girls, it's time for your weekly noodleism, the part of the show where we come out and make fun of a common saying and twist it for our delight and pleasure, and encourage you to do the same. This week's noodleism is...
What are you going for with that voice?
I have no idea. This week's noodleism is... something we came up with last week, and I so want to say something hilariously funny when you're taking a drink like that and just see you choke on your whatever's in that cup.
It's coffee and vodka, but not really the vodka part.
I still hate the coffee taste of it. This week's noodleism...
he just likes the vodka.
...is dumbfounded. Now, dumbfounded, guess the dictionary definition.
I always know it by its context.
They were found dumb.
Do I have to guess? Can I just read it?
And he was dumbfounded.
I can find it really fast because I have a Mac.
It means... oh. It means to make speechless with amazement or astonishment.
Okay.
Thank you, Knuckles, for cracking.
I don't think anyone could hear it.
They were crack-a-lacking. True, you don't have the good...
I would like to interject before I forget, too, that I think I like it better when we say cricket, cricket. Than the sound effect you played.
I kind of like it better, too.
Bad crickets, sound effects are us.
You're fired, crickets. Sorry. I'm going to feed you to my frog. Actually, I do have crickets upstairs. I do have a frog upstairs. But I'll talk more about that, next week.
Okay.
So, the noodle-ism... yes.
That's a long time to wait.
Next Monday night.
The Lost Ramen Noodle Podcast.
8 p.m. TheRamenNoodle.com/live. Dumbfounded. People mean it to say, like, they're just struck dumbfounded. They are speechless. They are amazed and just speechless with amazement, like the definition says. Hence, that's why that word means that. I think dumbfounded should instead mean, like it sounds, found dumb.
The possibilities at this moment are endless.
So, like, sometimes sometimes when I tell a joke here in the studio and during the live show...
you hear cricket, cricket?
No, I see dead people. I mean, you look a little dumbfounded at the joke. And so you look like, I found you dumb.
Or, I found your joke dumb.
Ooh, good one. So, whenever you think of the phrase dumbfounded, or you hear someone use the phrase dumbfounded, interpret it instead to mean found dumb. And your life will be a whole lot more fun for it. So that...
I like it.
You like it?
I actually like this one. I mean, what?
Whoa. Wow. My life is complete. Thank you for joining the Ramen Noodle. I will now retire. And
the Ramen Noodle, the final season.
Dude, I just have got to say, this is the largest live audience I have ever had before.
I know, 17 including us.
You weren't supposed to say the number.
Oh, son of...
18. No, it keeps bouncing back and forth between 17 and 18.
Sawyerism.
So, yeah. So that has been your weekly noodleism.
Huh?
Yes, that's right, little girl. Your weekly noodleism. She was found dumb. She was dumbfounded.
Sure, that was a girl?
Yes.
Huh?
See? Dumbfounded. She was just totally dumbfounded.
You're dumbfounded.
Yeah. You know what happened this week? Some big news that happened actually last week. Really big news.
What?
From Google.
Oh, buzz Google. Off.
Hey, don't get ahead of the story, the script that doesn't exist.
The script.
The script.
Got a lot of script to cover.
Last week, Google released a service known affectionately with love and compassion as Google Buzz.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
So I was thinking that there are some certain ways that we can have fun with the fact that Google has released a service called Google Buzz. And I'm thinking that one of those ways, as I keep trying to talk so Jeremy can't get in his little thing. Okay, go ahead.
Were you thinking about it in your female voice?
No. Okay, continuing on. Thank you for that, Jeremy. Repeated joke. Google Buzz initially...
Cricket.
I thought, yeah, my response to Google Buzz was crickets. I thought, oh, this doesn't look too exciting. But the more I use it, I'll admit I'm coming around and seeing the light of Google Buzz. But that doesn't change the fact that we're not here to talk about Google Buzz. We are here to make fun of Buzz. So,
of all kinds.
Let's talk about some fun ways in honor of Google Buzz. Let's talk about some fun ways that you can tell someone to buzz off.
Clean tag.
Yes, clean tag. Mm. This is a clean podcast. I don't want to get my cleancast.com membership revoked.
And they can't hear gestures.
No, they can't. But they can see them on the camera. First thing I was thinking of. Have you seen Back to the Future?
A long time in the past.
Okay. In there, I think that was one of the early occurrences of a noodleism. In Back to the Future, the first one, Biff says, make like a tree and get out of here.
It's not a noodleism, though.
I know. It's a buzz off. It's a way to tell someone to buzz off.
A messed up way.
Yes. Well, you know, another messed up way is modernizing it and making it a little more Christian for people. Is
sometimes I give knowing glances at my microphone, much the way Jim Halpert does on The Office to the camera.
What? Okay.
Just saying.
I don't know that. I think you should make like a church and split.
Glance that I just mentioned.
You could use that one. Unfortunately, it's true.
But that's very inside baseball.
We're not playing baseball. This isn't a sports podcast here.
Can I still throw something?
You want to throw that iPhone at me?
No.
And I can keep it? Okay, then no. What about, here's one I came up with. Make like my bowels and move.
Man, you know, just from the look on your face, I knew that I probably wanted... Well, I was going to say take my headphones off, but that really wouldn't help a whole lot since I'm in the studio.
Scrape your eyeballs out with the iPhone?
No.
Oh, okay. No?
Yeah. That was just bad, FYI.
I know. That one was...
What is your obsession with... Never mind. let's not explore.
If we did explore, there would be a name for it. But you could tell some things to someone. I don't know. You could tell some things to some blondes. Like you could say, hey, there's a needle in that haystack over there that needs to be found. Only works on blondes, though. Or what was the thing we were talking a lot about last week?
Cricket?
No, not crickets.
No.
That's next week.
Delayed because I had coffee in my mouth.
Okay.
What were we talking about last week?
Like, you kept telling me, go something.
Oh. I might have been telling you to go fly a kite, but I don't remember.
That's what Benjamin Franklin's wife would tell him when she was angry with him. Go fly a kite.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Was he even married?
That's beside the point. If he had a wife, that's what his wife would have said to him.
Only if she thought that it would be productive or conductive.
Conductive. Very nice.
Lots of groan.
Yeah. What about you? What are some creative ways that you could tell someone to buzz off or imply that someone should buzz off?
Well, let's see. I could say, let's pretend you're a squeaky door hinge, and I've got a can of WD-40. Except that's more like, shut up. And I only said any of that because I'm looking at a can of WD-40, which every bachelor should have, but that's probably for another episode, or at least another segment.
I need to take that in to fix my coworker's chair. Because he tends to rock back and forth in it, and I just want to tell him to buzz off sometimes. Not the coworker that is currently in the chat room listening, but the other coworker.
You have a
that's not in the chat
room. Coworker in the chat room?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Strange.
Maybe I should tell them to buzz off.
You should.
Make like a tree and leave.
You see, I don't come up with a lot of creative ways to tell people to buzz off, because when I want them to, I just tell them to, or I leave, or I hit them in some way.
One of our female listeners, Kathleen, sent in a suggestion.
She's still talking to you?
Yeah. They had to get some premarital counseling and Roach counseling. No. She won't talk to me anymore right now after that.
Wow. Jeez. What episode was that?
I don't know. That was a while back. That was good old days. I don't know.
Several weeks at least.
What she suggested is, now only a female could say this, but it was something like this. Make like the ends of my hair and split.
Because female hair is clearly extremely different in its physical properties than male hair.
Or most guys don't grow their hair long enough that they get split ends. I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's like...
It's very hard to even notice.
Female thing that I know nothing completely... Wait, no.
Nothing completely? Completely nothing?
I know nothing completely about. Yeah.
No sé nada?
Was that English?
No. Neither was that.
Sonitos, our Spanish listener in the chat room, says you could hand them a mug of root beer and say, buzz off.
Did you really just censor beer?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, maybe not.
Oh, he explained it, and it's actually funny. Wait, why did I join in with that?
Because you felt compelled to. I'm very compelled.
It's because I actually am artificially awake through the magic of coffee. Otherwise, I'd be asleep.
Okay.
In this plushy co-host chair. I'm kind of like a podcasting zombie. Caffeine zombie.
Huh? You know, a little girl has something to say about that.
Huh?
Are you that little girl?
No. And with that, we will move on, because this topic is getting a little buzzed out. Unless you have more suggestions. You know what you could do? But this one, it depends on how old you are, is you could throw mud on people.
You could just say, unfollow me.
Yeah, blocked.
That brings us to an old joke.
Yes, very old
joke. That there's no need to explain, because it's funny to us, right, and that's all that ever matters.
Right. But I caution you, if you throw mud on people, make sure that both of you are of the right age, because if two adults throw mud on each other, obvious that they're saying buzz off. But if two kids throw mud on each other, like a boy throws mud on a girl, it really means that boy likes that girl. So be careful how old you are if you try that method to get people to buzz off.
The ramen noodle is actually about 68.
The number?
I thought it was
42.
The age. You are about 68.
68 plus 42 equals 110.
Some of your views,
which coincidentally happens to be the pixel height of a banner I was designing today.
Old fashioned. That's really obscure.
It was. But that's the first thing I thought about. With
that means you were working too hard. 10.
Hey, we got some voicemail this week.
Or too obsessively. Have you noticed that I'm like on a completely different wavelength than you?
You're a little buzzed tonight.
I'm kind of having fun. My goal sometimes is really to just see how off topic I can get you.
You succeed sometimes, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on the topic.
The voicemail is a curious thing.
Yes.
Do you know when it was invented?
No, I don't care.
I don't either.
You can send in your own voicemail if you want to suggest some creative ways that you can tell someone to buzz off. And remember, keep it clean, everyone. You can call that in to 859-353-4332. Email me at theramennoodle.com or comment on this podcast show notes, which will be at theramennoodle.com/podcast/22. Now, someone did call in and left a special message.
Special?
Yeah. Aww. It's so special. Special.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Yes, this is Evil Flegon from the Flash Sideways. I am here to tell you that I'm watching you and listening to you during your live show. You think you're so funny. But
Okay, you are funny.
But I'm just letting you know I'm watching you, and you'd better be prepared for the consequences of blowing up that bomb and...
Not.
I don't... Okay.
Confused by loss. Sorry.
Bye.
Wow! That's amazing.
Yes.
So... Is that Wayne Henderson?
No. Oh. That wasn't Wayne Henderson. That was... Actually, well, I'm not sure if I should reveal his identity.
Oh, is this an ongoing? If you know, I should know.
Yeah.
You totally had the moving on look on your face, and I was going to throw something for real. For reals. Frills.
Frills?
Yeah.
No frills.
I like that you cannot type and podcast at the same time.
I'm working on that skill.
Important message for the chat room, and he's gone.
Yeah, well, my connection...
A good co-host would cover for him. I am not that co-host.
Nope, not at all. But you know someone who can cover for me?
No.
It's my good friend.
Hate that man. I really hope you're doing what I think you're doing and not playing another voicemail.
My good friend, Sergeant Packett.
Yeah, I hate that man.
I'm Sergeant Packett. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Welcome to another bright day of training in Bachelor Boot Camp. I this time want to teach you another lesson. Instead of talking about food, since all of you seem to be handling that lesson all right, this lesson is instead about clothing. Clothing that should be washed, ironed, and folded. Now, I don't want any of you sissy pants out there using some kind of assisted folding device. Come on, get a life or get a wife. Either way, fold your clothes. And for the ladies out there, explain why you roll things up. I don't know. But when you fold something, make sure that you fold it so that the sleeves are on the inside. That way the sleeves aren't hanging out. If the sleeves are hanging out, then they might drag in the snow. And you know from last episode that we do not want our clothes dragging in the snow of any color. Red snow, yellow snow, brown snow, gray snow, none of that snow. Because if you walk around with nicely folded clothes but have yellow snow stains, then people are going to tell you mean, nasty things. These people will not respect you as an elite bachelor. They will not respect you for the person that you should be. They will instead tell you to buzz off.
That guy.
Yeah, he's great. He just really covers for me, and I owe him my life.
And voice.
Yes, since he takes that away from me. He takes my voice away. Boom, boom. Whoops. Probably not the best song to parody.
My goodness.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this evening's, or this morning, whatever time you're listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Ramen Noodle. You can find more episodes at theramennoodle.com. Make sure you're subscribed so that you get every single episode, and you can go back and listen to the old episodes and discover some of the weird ways that I did the early episodes, hear some of the classic stories, which someday I might release.
Rerun.
Yeah. As like...
Rehash.
The Ramen Noodle.
The classics.
Yes. I was trying to think, what do they call that? Or like flashbacks. I don't know.
Nah, we should... Oh.
What?
We should make up new flashbacks.
New flashbacks. For us or for Lost?
For us would be easier. But Lost could be interesting if I have a lot of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Lost is more interesting with more coffee. You can also leave a comment on the show notes. Let us know what you thought of this episode. And we can disagree with you if you didn't like this episode.
Or episode being the kind word for it.
You can leave those show you can leave those comments on the show notes, which will be at theramenoodle.com/podcast/22. You can also call in your feedback to 859-353-4332 or send an email to me at theramenoodle.com. Audio files are welcome, like audio, like WAVE or MP3. Audio files, like people who really listen to them. Well, I guess you're welcome too. Like, you know,
rerun.
That was a noodleism. That was a turn of phrase.
That was a rerun joke.
Audio files. It was? Oh, yeah. I thought it seemed kind of like deja vu-ish. You can follow me on twitter.com/theramenoodle. And can people follow you too?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I want them to buzz off. See,
You're going to throw mud on anyone who wants to follow you?
No. I actually forgot that I was going to wait until the end of the discussion about Buzz, and then I was going to conclude that it's dumbfounded.
Oh!
And I kind of, my timing was way off, as you can tell. Anyway, I am on Twitter as Phlegon, Phlegon, and I'm going to keep that name for at least a little while, just because of the title of two episodes ago.
Okay.
Otherwise, it will really not make sense anymore.
You can also join the Facebook group. Hey, I want to tell you guys something cool that's exclusive to the Facebook group. Facebook.com/theramenoodle, where you can go and... I almost started doing a D. Joseph Design ad. Where you can go and look at some of the pictures from the original photo shoot for the ramen noodle. Where you know that I've got the two pictures or a couple pictures... few pictures on the website of me holding ramen noodles. I've got more pictures like that from the studio shoot on facebook.com/theramenoodle. You can join the fan page there. Speaking of being raving fans, I would love to have some raving fans leave some comments in iTunes, and you can easily get to the show on iTunes by visiting theramenoodle.com/iTunes, and then that will bounce over into iTunes, and you can leave a 5-star review there.
Wow. Or any of the other star ratings.
Yeah, but I'm asking for 5 stars.
Right. Are there really 30 people, now 29, in the chat room?
Apparently. That is completely amazing.
Completely, like, 5 times normal. Unbelievable.
That's like 25 times normal. Wait, what?
No.
Oh, okay. So I hope that you...
I'm sorry, but it just totally dropped the 16.
You insulted them.
That was amazing.
It's funny. When I'm talking, the number goes up. When you start talking, the number goes down.
Oh, man.
Maybe you should just buzz off as my co-host.
Wow. Maybe you should buzz off with your podcast, Daniel.
Oh, yeah. Well, buzz off infinity.
Oh, I can't beat that.
So with that, it's time for us to close. Thank you very much for coming to join the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the chat room for coming. Thank you, Jeremy, for co-hosting with me.
And the people in the chat room. Oh, and you're welcome.
Yeah, great. So I hope you'll join us next time at theramenoodle.com. Thanks for listening. I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own. Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com. Did you have to pop your knuckles during the song?
Did you have to leave my microphone on? My knuckles?
Did you have to not buzz off?
Did you have to, you know, breathe?
Did you have to... Well, actually, yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
It's time for the ramen noodles. Don't do that. Buzz off.
Oh.
It's time for...
He's probably muting me right now.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking about it. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 22. I forgot the title now. Okay, guys have split ins too. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 22. Guys have split ins too.
Don't whine it.
Guys have split ins too.
There you go.
It's time for the It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 22. Guys have split ins too. Is that a little too provocative?
Guys have split ins too.
Okay.
Argente.
Let me try this again. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 22. Guys have split ins too. I'm going with that one.
Are you?
Yes.
Somehow the emphasis, the emphasis sounded sort of...
Do you want to do the episode
no.
title? Okay. Mm-mm. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 22. Guys have split ins too.
Better.
Okay, I'll go with that one.